जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद
चिरागदत्तं निजगुप्तविदं स्वप्रेम नमामृतं आत्युदरा अपामरं योगिकथानुगुरा कृष्णं जनव्यस्तमहां प्रपदे. This is Mandalila, first verse, 23rd chapter. Life's ultimate goal, love of God. The most magnificent Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Gaura Krishna, distributed to everyone, even to the lowest of men, his own confidential treasury in the form of the nectar of love of himself and the holy name. This was never given to the people at any time before. I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Chiradadatam nijaguptavitam sapevana namritam attidara apamaram yogitatara gura krishna janityastamaham prapati. So I will speak a little bit about the glory of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which is described in this verse. Chirad. Chirad means for a very long time. Adattam. It was not given. Something which was not really given for a long time. Krishna comes again and again and again in this world. And he gives. Whenever he comes, he gives. He come to give. He doesn't come to take. Because Krishna is God. So he comes in different forms and shapes. But here Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Chiradadattam Nijaguptavitam. This time he gave Nijaguptavitam, his own wealth, his own treasure. Vittam means money. Vittam means wealth. Nijagupta-vitam, not just vitam, not just wealth, but something which is hidden deep inside. Like in India, it was a custom before, there was no banks at that time. So people would accumulate some money and treasure, and they would hide them somewhere in a hidden place, so that nobody, even the members of their family, knew where it is. So it's Gupta Vittam. It's not the Vittam, the money which is available on the surface. Gupta Vittam. So this time, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he brought this, his own, hidden treasure, which was not given before. And what is this treasure? Svaprema namamritam atyudarah. He is atyudarah, atyudara. Udara means generous. Udara means udara. He just gives. Atyudarah. He is supremely generous. He is the most generous. And he gives this nijagupta vitam in the form of svaprema. And he put this svaprema, treasure of the love of God, where? Into this Nama Amritam, into the nectar of the holy name. So he just doesn't give the holy name, he gives the special holy name. The holy name which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives is a special name. Like here we live near Shivananda Ashram. There was an interesting story connected with Sivananda. Sivananda wrote the whole book about Bhakti Yoga. About Japa Yoga. I think it's called Japa Yoga or something like this, about chanting the mantras. And he lists many mantras there in this book. And he teaches how to chant them. And then he specifically says that among all these mantras, there is one Maha Mantra, which runs according to him, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So he recognizes this. He says, and there was an interesting story in his life in Sivananda Maharaj Swami life. He was a great yogi and he was very famous for this. He's from Dakshin Bharat himself. He was doctor in his previous life, in his Purvashram, and then he became a sannyasi yogi. And one Maharaja came to him and said, I want to see Samadhi. Maharaj, please show me Samadhi, because yogi means Samadhi. So he said, okay, sit down, I will show you Samadhi. And Sivananda Swami started chanting, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then the king was sitting and watching, and he was thinking, you know, probably it's just some preparation for him to go into Samadhi. He just chants some nice bhajan before going into Samadhi. So for some time he was chanting and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And then he started walking and chanting very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. He was going to Krishna. So hour passed, 2 hours passed. For 5 hours, Sivananda was chanting Hare Krishna non-stop. And then he stopped and he looked at this king. And king said, so Swamiji, when will you show me Samadhi? He said, didn't you see me? For 5 hours I was completely absorbed in the holy name. This was Samadhi. It was nothing else. So actually he was showing in this little story that chanting of the holy name is Samadhi. But what I want to say is that there is a difference between the holy name which Sivananda Swami can give and the holy name which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives through his followers. Therefore, it is specifically said here by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Svaprema Namamritam. Nijagupta Vitam in the form of Svaprema Namamritam, the Amrit, the nectar of the name. The Amrit. And to whom he gives Apamaram Yovita Taragora. Apamaram. Apamaram means us. Apamaram means those who are completely unfit, who completely have no adhikar, have no taste for the holy name, have no pious credits. Especially for us, mlechhas, you know, people born in countries eating, you know, cow meat and all kinds of horrible things, you know. But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came specifically to give to this apamaras. He came to apamaras. He didn't come. Apamara means the most full. The most low. He didn't come to give it to some, like Queen Kunti says, Paramahamsanam, Muninam, Amalatmanam. She says, Bhakti Yoga Vidhanatham. She says, God comes, Krishna comes. That's according to Kunti Maharani's statement. God comes to give Bhakti Yoga. His main purpose is to give Bhakti Yoga. But to whom? Paramahamsanam, Muninam, Amalatmanam. Those who are pure in heart. Bhakti yoga is not an easy thing. Not everyone can appreciate. But it is specifically said that, and therefore it is said, Chiradadatta. What Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives, nobody is able to give. Nobody was giving before. He gives it to Apamaram, Yovitataragura, Krishna Janindyas. And therefore, I bow down to him. Therefore, he is Krishna. Nobody else can do it. So, this is actually the proof that Sri Chaitanya is God. Some people doubt it. Many people doubt it. Especially those who are atheists, those who are... those people who try to objectively study. You know, somebody was born 500 years back in 1486 in Navadvip. You know, this, why he's God? And for basically for 20 years he didn't show. He was just a normal human being. He was genius. He was very intelligent. He was Nimai Pandit. He knew Nalya Nyaya. But how is that he is God? Why he is God? And we can see there are so many, you know, people, especially nowadays, who claim they're God. He's God and this is God and Sai Baba is God and Shirdi Sai Baba is God and this God, that God. You know, how? What is the proof? How Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God? I wanted to tell a story how he himself saying that he's God and at the same time gives the proof that he is God. Because sometimes people say that, you know, to be God, in order to be God, somebody should show some mystic powers. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hardly showed any mystic powers. Not so often. Very rarely. You know, if we take some other great yogis, they would show it much more often. This ability or that ability. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yes, he showed his Shadbhuj to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Yes, he showed his combined form of Radha and Krishna to Ramananda Roy. But to very few people, to very selected people, he showed it. You know, Sai Baba, he was giving ashes to everyone and sometimes golden watches and, you know, he was showing it every day on a daily basis. Every darshan people would come, he would show him some miracle. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't do it. His miracle was different. But according to him, this is the real miracle which he showed. And I wanted to tell you the story about how he himself claims that I am God and that's why I am God. Explains this. But before that, I will tell another story. Little story which is somehow or other connected with this verse so very closely reflected in this verse. Story explained in Madhanila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in the south and he came to Ahobilam in this Telangana state, or what is the state now? Andhra?
Andhra Pradesh.
No, or Telangana. Andhra Pradesh. It's split now. Andhra Pradesh is split. Telangana. And then after that, after Hobilam, he came to a place which is called Siddhivat. There is a very ancient, huge banyan tree there, Vat, and therefore it's called Siddhivat. So very, nobody knows how old it is. And then in this place, there is a very ancient temple of Lord Ramachandra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for the darshan of Lord Ramachandra and prayed and danced and chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then there was a local Brahmana there, and the local Brahmana, when he saw Sannyasi, he invited him for prasad. And this local Brahmana, he didn't say any word, he was only saying Ram, 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 all the time. He wouldn't say come, he would say Ram, 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 Ram. He wouldn't say take prasadam, he would say Ram, 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 Ram. He was always only saying Ram, 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 Ram. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very impressed. He was very pure hearted soul. So after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to another temple, to Skanda temple. There is a very famous temple of Kartikeya, of Lord Murugan. Kartikeya in the south, he is called Murugan. Murugan. There is a very famous temple. So many people come and it's a mystical place. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited this temple of Kartikeya. And then he came back to this place, Siddhivat, where this Brahmana was living. And he again came because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu liked this Brahmana very much. So he again came to his home for prasadam. And then he saw that this Brahmana is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, all the time. Not Ram, 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 Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very surprised. He said, what happened? Before you were chanting Ram, 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 Ram. Now chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. He said, you don't know what happened. It's because of you. And this Brahman told his story. It's a very interesting story. He said, since my childhood, I was collected from different shastras, verses glorifying the holy name. And he started quoting these verses from the holy name. You know, he was quoting Krishna's, you know, the verses explaining Anante, what is it? Yogina, Nante, you know. So he said, I was studying all these holy names, or all these verses of the holy names, and I knew, and he quoted several verses from the scriptures, and he quoted the verse which is said, what is this verse? From Padma Purana? No. Rane Rane Mano Rane Sahasranama Tatkanyam Ramanama Varanami, where Lord Shiva says to Parvati that I'm always chanting the holy name of Ram. Why? Because this gives the joy to my heart. And why chanting one name of Ram, it's equal Sahasranama Tattulyam. It's equal to 1,000 name of Vishnu. And then you can chant 1,000 holy name, and then you say Ram. And that's it. It's equal to it. But then he quoted another verse which is said that if you chant Krishna one time, then it's equal to 3,000 of holy names of Lord Vishnu. So if you chant Krishna one time, it's equal to 3 times Ram. So the scriptures say that the holy name of Krishna is most powerful. And he said, I knew it. This Brahman knew the power of the holy name of Krishna. He knew that this is the most powerful. He said, but still, I was chanting Ram, 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 Ram. Because Ram was my Ishtadev. And I couldn't chant the name of Krishna. I knew that the name of Krishna is much more powerful than the name of Ram. But still, somehow or other, my attraction was in the heart was to the name of Ram. But when you came, I started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Because all of a sudden, this experience of bliss which the holy name of Krishna gives came to me. It was not there before. He said, I was trying to chant Krishna before. Didn't work. Was no fun. No bliss. No ananda. And therefore I was chanting Ram. But when you came, I got not only the name, I got the bliss with the name. I got exactly what in this verse of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Nijagupta vitam svapremana mamritam. I didn't get just the name of Krishna. I get svapremana mamritam. I get the nectar, the svaprema, your own prema, which is invested, which is put in this name of Krishna. And therefore, this brahmana said, therefore, you God, your God. And he paid his obeisances and says, now I know you are God. So, it's a very interesting thing because this is what how Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami again and again and again he tries to prove that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God because he gives the name of Krishna and this name of Krishna changes the heart of people. It's very interesting. I sometimes go to Kerala. And in Kerala, Kerala is the birthplace of Shankaracharya. And it's full of Mayavad philosophy. And people are still very core, some hardcore Mayavadis live there. But at the same time, and I was in the birthplace of Shankaracharya. It's a little village, it's called Kalari, something like this. Some place where Shankaracharya was born. And we took some prasadam there in the temple because we were traveling, so there was no... It's Gurukul. Gurukul is there in the place. And before prasadam, they were chanting some verses from some shlokas from Upanishads for a long time. And then in the end they chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Very loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I was very surprised, it's a birthplace of Shankaracharya. And these little kids, they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. And everyone in Kerala chants Hare Krishna. But nobody knows why do they chant Hare Krishna. I specifically asked some of the people, why do they chant Hare Krishna? Where it's coming from? Some pandits. And pandits said, I don't know where it's coming from. Where this... I don't know. and he's a great pandit. He knows scriptures very well. He said, I don't know, but we all chant and we know this is the, this is. But And one friend of mine who is traveling there in Kerala, he said that in some villages in Kerala, still there are temples of Gornithai. And people don't know, they worship them, they know their God, but they don't know what is this. But the temple is there, Gornithai is there. So what happened actually, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he explains in Madhya Lila about this South Indian Yatra of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that millions of people were just getting this holy name from Lord Chaitanya, and with the holy name they were getting something special. And the proof is that 500 years later, they're still chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. They don't know why. You know, this friend of mine, he's from Kerala himself. He said his grandmother, when he was a little kid, she told him, you should always chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Ram. She didn't explain why, she didn't know herself. But that's the tradition, that's the people are still doing it. And, you know, 500 years back, a sannyasi came to a village for one day, maximum, stayed overnight or maybe just passed by. But 500 years later, people still chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, because he chanted, because they heard it from him. And it created such a deep impression within their heart. You know, they're still doing it, even without knowing it, without knowing philosophy, without knowing what is behind this, without knowing even where this name is coming from. They're still chanting. So that's the proof. Who but God can do this? You know, who can spread the holy name in Moscow, in New York, in London, in Amsterdam? It's a very, very fallen places. Very fallen places. Still very fallen. And even more fallen now than 500 years back. But people chant. Why? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invested his Svaprema into this name. So this the story which I wanted to tell from Chaitanya Bhagavat is the story when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the first time showed his divinity, that he is God. And I will not tell. It's a long story, so I will not tell. I will tell the gist of the story. For me, what is interesting, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, see, now I will prove to everyone that I am God. For those who don't believe, I will prove that I am God. So the story goes like this, that people, all these Gnostic people, in Navadvip, they were very agitated and disturbed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. And they were very afraid because the Muslim Qazi was really heavy. And they were speaking with each other and they were saying, because of this Srivas Thakur, who is living with us and who is inviting every day Vaishnavas, every night, to loudly chant these kirtans, our whole village will be ruined. You know, they were discussing among each other and they were saying that because of him, the Muslim king will send his policemen and the policemen will destroy our village. I mean, it was real, because it was, I mean, Muslims were heavy. Muslims were heavy. You know, when Muslims were ruling India, sometimes they were extracting, you know, they were putting heavy taxes. If you don't take Muslim religion, you will have to pay taxes, you will have to do, you know, sometimes they were forcibly were converting people into Muslim. And at that time in Bengal, Nawab Hussein Shah was a heavy ruler. So they were saying, now the policemen will come and they will destroy our village. Better we come to this Srivas and we take him and throw him into Ganges, into Ganga. We saw his house, you know, and everything, to prove that we are innocent, it's because of him. So Srivas was very afraid. He was afraid, he heard these rumors that two boats with policemen is already coming. And some people said that they are already here and they are ready to take the actions. And he knew that he is the main target, that he will be put in prison first. And he was very afraid, and he was also concerned and afraid about other Vaishnavas. You know, and prisons in India are not a very nice place to be. And especially at that time, you know, to be put in prison, it's difficult. So Srivas Thakur, what he did at that day, he was in his temple and he locked the door from inside, from inside, and he was worshipping Nrisimhadev. Jai Nrisimha, Shri Nrisimha, Jai Jai Nrisimha, Prabhadesha, Jai Padma Mukha, Ugram Viram Maha Vishnu, Jvalantam Sarvata Mukham, Nrisimha, Vijanam Badram, Vittur Mithim Namamya. He was actually, he was shaking inside. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was strolling along the Ganga. And all these atheist, Gnostic people, they were discussing, and they were, you know, they were really spreading the rumors to instill terror into the hearts of Vaishnavas. And when they saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very, you know, nonchalantly, very gracefully, peacefully was walking, and they started discussing why he's not afraid. Because Vaishnavas, they were very afraid at that time. And they said, it must be some trick, you know, it must be something is behind the scenes, you know, it cannot be that he's not afraid at all. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not afraid. He was walking, and then he saw the cows. And then when he saw the cows, his remembering of his Krishna's lila came to his heart. And he started saying, I am him, I am him, I am him, I am him. I am Krishna, basically. And when this mood, this bhav, I am Krishna, came to his heart, immediately within his heart, he realized how Srivas Thakur is trembling in his house and how he's worshipping him. Before that it was not there because he was in another bath, in another mood. But then when he came into this mood of Krishna, omniscient Supreme Lord who knows everything, what is going on in everyone's heart, immediately he started feeling or hearing the prayers of Srivas Thakur. So directly he ran to the house of Srivas Thakur. And Srivas Thakur was behind the door and he was shaking. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the outside, he started shouting, Srivas, open the door, open the door. Whom you are worshipping? You don't know that the person whom you are worshipping is standing behind the door. Not inside, he's outside. And then Srivas Thakur, he was even more afraid. You know, he was already shaking. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started shouting, you know, open the door, you rascal, open the door. So he opened the door and Shiva's Thakur saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he sat on the altar. He sat on Simhasana in the temple of Srivasa Thakur. And he said, you worship me. Now you worship me. And you call all the members of your family. And you worship. And Srivasa Thakur called his wife and called his little children and everyone. Everyone came. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting there. And Srivasa Thakur started worshipping him. He started doing puja. And he was chanting the verses. No midyate prabhupusheta didambaraya ganjavatamsa paripichya lasanmukhaya vanyastrajay kavalaveta vishanave mridupade supangaya. So he was chanting the verses from Srimad Bhagavatam saying, you are God. I understand you are God. You know, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he just said it, but Srivasa Thakur immediately understood it. But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started saying something very important and significant. He said, Srivas, why are you so afraid? You don't know that I am God. But now you know that I am God. You should stop. You should stop being afraid. You should become fearless. Because I am God, and why are you afraid of these Muslims? All these Muslim kings, what they can do? You know, and if you want, I will prove to the Muslim king that I am God. And Srivasa Thakur asked him, how do you prove that you are God? Of course, I am your devotee, and within my heart I always knew that you are not an ordinary person. I knew that there must be something. And now I know beyond the doubt that you are God. But how you prove it to the Muslim? The Muslim has cow meat in his stomach. How he will accept it? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered this question very significantly. He said, you know, these two boats with the policemen will come here. And I will come to them and I said, take me to the court of the king. And I will come to the court of the king and the king will be sitting there, Muslim king. And all his qazis and all his ministers will be there. And I will tell the king, let all your ministers or call all the mullahs, all the pandits, all the members of, you know, of your court or whatever. And then bring here an elephant and the horses. And then tell them to read the scriptures for these elephants and horses. And if elephants and horses will start crying, then I will understand that they know something. But they will not. But then I will say Krishna. And all these horses and elephants will start crying and say, Krishna, 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 Krishna. And in this way, the king will understand that I am God. Because they couldn't do it. You know, what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says here, he says, the proof that I am God is that I can change the heart of everyone. Just by saying Krishna, I can completely change the heart of any person, including elephants and horses. Even though they are not really very intelligent. Still, why he says elephants and horses? Because elephants and horses, you know, if you say to people sometimes they're sentimental. And sometimes they, you know, they start chanting it Not because they feel something very deeply, but because everyone is doing it, and you know, it's just everyone is chanting and we will be chanting. So, but when the elephant will chant Hare Krishna, it means something much more significant, because he is not easily impressed or not easily influenced by this. If the elephant starts doing this, it means that something really amazing took place within his heart. He felt something special. And if they start, you know, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, just there, in the court of the king, I will make all these elephants go mad. They will become totally mad from ecstasy. So, and in this way, he says, I will prove that I am God. So basically that's what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to show and came to... That's his, so to speak, that's his methodology. He gave bhakti to everyone, and this bhakti, you know, sometimes it's in a very brilliant form. Sometimes, because of our offensive mentality, it doesn't manifest so vividly. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said there are only two rules. In the Vedas, there are so many rules. You have to do this. And we were doing this yagya today. And yagya, you have to do what? Particular time, particular place, very exactly everything, all the procedures. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, forget it. In this age of Kali, people cannot do it. Two rules. Chant Hare Krishna and don't offend Vaishnavas. Don't do aparats. Only two rules. And he said, if people follow these two rules, I will be there to save them. I will come myself. So, he gives this holy name, and he gives not holy name, Svapremanamamritam Atyudarah, because he is so generous and so magnanimous, he gives this holy name with the prema. But why we don't feel it? Because of aparats. Because we offend the devotees. Because we have this offensive mentality. But ultimately, if we chant the holy name and try to avoid the offenses, and offenses sometimes are very subtle and very tricky, but if we chant the holy name and avoid the offenses, for sure the heart will change. You know, the whole, it's interesting that the whole Gaura Lila is about this, how different people, completely different people, would become completely opposite to what they were before. Jagai and Madai were very cruel-hearted. They become very meek. They were very proud. They were brahmanas and they were really proud fellows. So they became very... All of a sudden, because of the influence of the holy name of Lord Chaitanya, they became very meek. You know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a Paka Brahmana, was a logician. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with Mahaprasadam from Jagannath Mandir. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya started eating it without brushing his teeth and taking baths, which is completely opposite to what he was doing his whole life. And Srivasa Thakur was not a very bold person. He became very bold. So what we see, the nature of the people is changing who are coming in contact with Lord Chaitanya. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya is God. Therefore, he came, you know, and his holy name came to every village. I actually very much liked when you said, how many people live here? Let's do Harinam here. because that's the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He came to give the holy name. Otherwise, what people do? People just eat, sleep, and then, you know, die. Nothing happens. It's interesting to live in this village and to see what people do. And they live nice, quite pure, peaceful life, but still, you know, there's no meaning. And now they started taking, drinking wine here. Even here, even in Himalayas, they're drinking wine. People in Himalayas drink wine, and people in Europe and Russia chant Hare Krishna. Because of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came. So, at least we can appreciate this, and that's why I told these two little stories. One from Chaitanya Bhagavat, another one from Chaitanya Charitamrita, about how people would receive the holy name from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.